The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I've decided against glib musical choices that have to do with storms and rain and stuff. Instead, for two reasons, little Stand By Me from Benny King. We are going to stand by our fellow Americans in Florida, and it is also the great Benny King's birthday. Born 84 years ago today, passed away back in 15, Henderson, North Carolina. So we are ready to stand by Floridians, and a bullet dodged, it seems, for the Tampa Bay area for your freshly bought property there in St. Petersburg, but a little further south on the way to Fort Myers in Venice, Punta Gorda, Cape Coral. They're hunkering down, and this thing is this thing may turn into a Category 5 before you and I finish talking.
Well, and I've already been cautioned by Roger Shulman, our newsman there in Tampa Bay, who says don't sit back and say bullet dodged necessarily.
Good point.
All it means is that it's we're not in the direct path in Tampa Bay, but storm surge is still real.
This storm is 400 miles across. It is going to play havoc with the entire Gulf Coast of Florida.
I had a meteorologist tell me earlier this morning that it really is like an F3 tornado that many miles wide.
Yep.
So it's going to be really, really rough for the people in Sarasota, in the southeast Gulf Coast, Gulf Coast, mm-hmm. but still rough for all of Florida. We're praying for Florida. And, politically, this is going to be an interesting test. They're already talking at Politico about DeSantis facing his first big test.
Mm-hmm.
And governors, DeSantis has been sailing along. But a hurricane is arguably the biggest challenge that a governor can face.
No doubt.
And they're already gunning for him. They're already, hoping he falls flat on his face. I know we touched upon this a little bit yesterday, but, I'm going to make a prediction. I hope I'm right. I think he's going to shine. He is a strong leader. Floridians are, and Mark, you've got people down there as well. They're scared. This thing, you're knocking on the door, as you said, of a Category 5.
Yeah.
This is epic. This is historic. This is catastrophic. And there's going to be a loss of life, and there's going to be catastrophic damage. This is going to – nationally, this plays out in a very intriguing way in terms of what happens with Ron DeSantis. Of course, this is way more important.
Politics. Of course. And everybody understands the hierarchy, and and I know it, and everybody listening should know it. The first thing was, as I did moments ago, and we all will do, continue to pray for the people in the path of the storm, care about them, care about loss of life, care about loss of property, stand ready to mobilize and help. This is a human story first, so let's establish that. Now, then, though, will there be enormous attention paid to this politically? This is a guy who may be the next president of the United States, and there are people who love that, and there are people who are terrified by it. And the people who are terrified by it are gunning for him and waiting for him to fail. People thought I was being harsh yesterday. I wasn't. When I said, and I'm not talking about your Uncle Fred who voted for Biden, but some in the punditry class, some serving in Congress, who would not mind if Floridians suffered, if it meant that the storyline was that DeSantis bungled this hurricane. And in newscast this morning, Mike, more than once, I have heard it's something like, I'll paraphrase how it goes, DeSantis in his hurricane briefings, he has taken on a decidedly different tone than what we've become used to. The tone is different. It's like he seems to be cutting a different jib. He seems to be of a different mood than when he is taunting immigrants. What? It's a hurricane. Of course, this is not a political thing. This is not the same kind of mantle that he's going to put on when he's talking about the latest plane load he's delivering to Martha's Vineyard. Of course it's different. Of course it is.
Well, let's just be thankful that none of the Democrats are trying to tie climate change to a political agenda. Oh, wait a minute. What's this? Amy Klobuchar? Let's see what she said. Quote, We just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why Democrats have to win this as that hurricane bears down on Florida.
She actually
said that. So I think Amy Klobuchar is suggesting that voting Democrat will stop hurricanes.
They think they're God. They think they are God. That climate change policies will thwart hurricanes. And then I played that and then played Don Lemon, who tried to wheedle a NOAA, a Hurricane Center scientist, into joining the climate change junk science cult. Say, yeah, would you comment on the climate change angle on this storm? And the guy said, look, you know, over history, is it possible climate change has something to do with the severity of storms, whatever? But this particular storm, I would hesitate to make a connection to it. Which Don Lemon replied, dude, I grew up there.
I know.
I grew up there.
I'm from there.
Exactly. These are my people.
I know. Also, on the front page of the New York Post, where I'm going to hopefully be here for about two more days, I want to go back Friday to Florida to sort of see what's going to be there. Mm-hmm. I am really fascinated. I don't know that I've told. Well, you know where my building is in Tampa Bay.
Of course.
It's about, I think, if I had to estimate, 200 yards from the marina.
Yep.
The entrance. And so I don't know if that building is going to get flooded or not on the first floor, at least. They've put all the elevators on the top floor, and they're gone, incidentally. The staff, they be gone. Mm-hmm. Out. There's nobody there. They've turned off the air conditioning system for the entire 40-story building. All the elevators are on the top floor to try to mitigate damage. And they're locked. So if you're on the 39th floor, and DeSantis has been saying it's too late now. You can't evacuate now. Yesterday, last night, that was the time to evacuate. So I'm really intrigued about whether or not that storm surge from the marina will reach my lobby of my building. Now, Barb Yoder, the general manager of Tampa, Salem Tampa, who she had it right. She told me 3 days ago. This thing is going to jog to the right and to the south. It will not hit Tampa. She's lived there for years. Mm-hmm. I thought she was crazy, I got to admit. Now I'm going to ask her to play all my future lottery numbers.
Exactly. Ask her who's going to win the World Series.
She was spot on. I mean, she was right in terms of the direct path. But she told me that as a result of where it's gone, there will actually be a negative surge in much of Tampa Bay. Something about, I want to get this right because she texted me, and weather geeks will appreciate this because I don't quite understand what a storm surge works. But she says, I'm hoping St. Pete stays above water because that's where, she says, if the hurricane stays on the current track, Tampa Bay should actually have a negative surge, which means water will be pulled away from land, which will help offset the extreme amount of rain that could fall.
Oof.
I don't quite get that. But anyway, in non-related weather news, front page of the New York Post, there was a woman, a 33-year-old healthcare worker, who was brutally assaulted by a homeless lunatic in the subway, which is a regular occurrence now in New York.
It's called Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a day ends in Y, and her name is Elizabeth Gomez. Brutal injuries. It's so hard to watch. If you've seen the video, and it's gone viral, because all this is captured on, you know, on surveillance tapes and surveillance videos. And I don't know how she's alive. I mean, he throws her around like a rag doll. He just, random attack, just starts kicking her in the head as hard as he can. A brutal subway attack, blasting the mayor of New York. And they've got her picture, Mark, on the front page of the New York Post with her gruesome injuries.
Ooh.
And they quote her. And her very plaintive cry, will no one help us? Is no one going to help us? I had dinner last night with a couple of Broadway actors, boyfriend and girlfriend, great couple, kind of a Broadway power couple. I don't want to mention their name because heaven forbid they get canceled for having dinner with Mike Gallagher.
We don't know what happened. We talked to Mike Gallagher and our careers are over.
All of a sudden, I'm working in Piqua, Ohio. I'm doing My Fair Lady on the weekends.
Summer stock in Des Moines.
I'm serving dinner theater. I'm serving the roast beef and then I'm playing Captain Henry Higgins. But incidentally, P.S., they've got some conservative views. More than a few, in fact. I was stunned because they're left of center. I mean, they're in that Broadway community.
Right.
But anyway, here's a couple of New Yorkers. They won't get on the subway anymore, and they can't afford Uber. I mean, even working on Broadway, you got to make a lot of money to live comfortably in New York. And you know what? They are terrified, and they're angry. They're angry at the Democrat Party. They're angry at Mayor Adams. They're angry at the city. And it's reflected in this headline. The Democrats are not helping their own constituents with this crime thing, and it's bad, Mark.
There is Kathy Hochul still leads Lee Zeldin in the New York governor's race, but interestingly, pollsters are noting in the suburbs it's neck and neck. And usually, being New York State, even in the suburbs, the Democrats going to have a lead. But with 41 days to go, Mr. Zeldin, who I'm a big fan of.
Me too. I had him on the show last week.
He's really cool. He is the real deal. He's a good communicator.
And he was attacked on stage a few weeks ago.
Yes, a guy came up with one of those little pocket knife things or, you know, one of those keychain sharp things that you, you know.
Could have. Oof. It's all, I mean, this is, and what an image, what a metaphor. Politico, incidentally, now they're saying the House, their prediction 41 days out, the House absolutely flips red, but they call the Senate a complete toss-up, a literal toss-up. I saw Ari Fleischer last night making some prognostications, and he's been pretty good over the years with political predictions. He sees it going 51-49 Republican in the Senate.
Sure. I mean, if so much depends on the next 41 days because we have so many close races. Georgia is close with Herschel. Pennsylvania is close with Dr. Oz, with Fetterman still with a mysterious lead that may be a complete fiction. I don't know. Blake Masters is close in Arizona.
I'm worried about him. I'm worried about Arizona with Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly, and I'm trying to be objective here. I mean, he's radical, he's left, but he's not a bad candidate.
No, and he's also really distanced from defund the police. I mean, Mark Kelly is running ads, as Val Demings is in the Senate in Florida. I don't think Val Demings, speaking of Florida, Demings has no chance of beating Marco Rubio. But these are Democrats who have said this defund the police stuff is crazy, and I want no part of it.
No part of that. Incidentally, the text line is lighting up today with all kinds of Mark Davis listeners explaining all of this. So here's the one. Tampa Bay is going to be on the north side of the eye. The wind will be pushing the water out of the bay because the wind will be blowing from east to west.
There you go.
Here's another one. Mike, the storm pulls the water from one side to cause the rise on the other side. Wave your arm in a pool in a circular motion, and you'll see the movement, which is sort of similar. I'm interested in why the airport in Tampa shut down yesterday at 5 o'clock. Now, maybe that's an operational thing, but I would think you'd keep the airport open for as long as possible.
Would you? I mean, well, you don't want to cut it too close, do you? I mean,
no, and you got to get the people out of there, yeah. I suppose. And the radio station, incidentally, is right by the airport, which is interesting. It's in a flood zone. They got that thing. It looks like Dr. Evil's lair. I mean, they got sandbags. They got plywood everywhere all over the place.
You know what's weird? You were talking about how DeSantis had said, and the Florida authorities had said, with land, I mean, it's 7:49 in the morning or 8:49 Eastern time, meaning that your technical landfall is about five or six hours away.
Yep.
Obviously, but it arrived, you know. So, but the thing that you said, and I've heard this too, is it's like don't pack your stuff and leave now because it's essentially too late if you start packing your stuff and leaving now. Why exactly is that? Is it because, well, I guess 275 going north out of Tampa? Would it just be clogged? Are they trying to prevent further clogging?
I mean, because even with the outer rings, they're windy conditions. I mean, it's raining hard right now in Tampa Bay and St. Pete, and wind, and they're worried about falling trees and power lines. Here was Governor DeSantis just a couple of moments, Mark. I'll play this for you.
Please.
And the 660 AM The Answer audience, because he just gave a briefing moments ago.
As of 7 a.m., Hurricane Ian is located roughly 80 miles south-southwest of Charlotte County, and it's moving north-northeast at 10 miles per hour. It is now a Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of up to 155 miles per hour. That is knocking on the door of a Category 5 storm. We expect landfall in southwest Florida later today as a major hurricane, and will slowly move across the central Florida peninsula before exiting the northeast Florida coast, probably sometime on Thursday.
So here's Governor DeSantis just a few seconds ago, and he's saying, listen, and incidentally, to the doofus who said the different tone, that's his tone. That's the way he always is.
Of course, exactly.
He's very serious. He's going to guide Floridians through this, but the ultimate guide through this will be the Lord himself, because we need to pray for Florida.
Got that right.
We'll see tomorrow by this time when you and I chat. I think a whole lot of people's lives are going to be a lot different than they are this morning.
And so we'll be on top of that, exactly right, to keep God on our minds and to direct our thoughts toward him to help these people, because it is a human story first. It has political angles, to be sure, and we're going to cover all of it, as you will on your show. Look forward to hearing you, Mike. Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
And that is at 10 o'clock, the Mike Gallagher Show, soon as we are done, right here on 660 AM The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.